Is there more to midlife than just getting through it? Absolutely. Welcome. I'm your host, Debbie Cunningham, jazz artist turned midlife mentor, and I'm here to say to you loud and clear, it's time for your midlife crescendo. Happy April, friends. Or if you're listening to this on the day it drops into your podcast app, it is Happy April Fool's Day. So beware out there. When my kids are little, my son used to find ways to get me on April Fool's Day, and I indeed fell prey to many of his pranks over the years. His favorite was tying a rubber band around the sprayer hose at the kitchen sink. He would do it after I went to bed the night before, and since I was the first person down in the kitchen every single day, guess who got soaked? He's 25, and I'm still trying to find the perfect joke to repay him. So, if you have ideas, definitely send them my way. Oh, can you believe we just finished the first quarter of 2024? When you think about the year in quarters, it goes super fast. Today on the podcast, we are talking about starting new things in midlife with the co-hosts of Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. I met Colleen and Bridget at their Conversations with Prime Women event held in Nashville, Tennessee last fall. We had a wonderful conversation today about their friendship and how they started their podcast midlife and what has transpired in their life since then. Before we dive into the interview, I just want to tell you some news. Midlife Crescendo has a brand new newsletter. As we progress through 2024, it'll keep you posted on upcoming topics, special guests, as well as upcoming events on the horizon. I'm excited for what the future has in store. So go to debbiecunningham.net/podcast to sign up. Okay, now on with the show. Today on Midlife Crescendo, I have with me some very special guests, Colleen Rosenblum and Bridget Garrett. They are the co-hosts of Hot Flashes and Cool Topics podcast, and they are known as the voice for women in midlife and beyond. The podcast is in the top 1.5% of global podcasts. Colleen is a former attorney, Pilates instructor, and now podcaster. She married her high school sweetheart, and they have two incredible daughters. Colleen loves spreading the word on women's health and the best kept secrets of midlife and beyond. Bridget is a former elementary school teacher, actress, and now podcaster. She raised a son and a daughter, married her college sweetheart, and she has a passion for women's health issues. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, I am delighted to have you on Midlife Crescendo today. Now, Colleen, you married your high school sweetheart, and Bridget, you married your college sweetheart, and my husband is both, so we have that in common.
I guess technically mine would be both, too.
I guess so. Yeah.
Right? Well, I started dating my husband when I was a junior in high school, and then we've been together ever since, so that's 36 years married. We dated about 5 years, so it's been a while.
Wow. That's great though. I love it. I love to hear that.
Yeah. Well, the first question I always ask my guests is, what, tell us something that is not on your bio.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bridget.
Do you want to go? Okay. Well, I didn't realize this, but that you saw me at Puckett's Boathouse, which I'm so sad that it's not open anymore. Or it was called something else. It used to be Boathouse, and then it was some kind of, I don't even remember what it was called, but they had hard candy Christmas at Christmas, and it was Dolly Parton themed and pink. And I love Dolly Parton. I just love what she does. I love her music, but I just love what she does for her gifting, the way she donates her imagination library to send books to children under five. I think that's amazing. She's one of 12 children, and so am I. So Dolly, we have that in common. If you hear this, you know, we'd love to talk to you. All of us would. Midlife Crescendo, yes. And Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. We'd all love to talk to you. And, you know, we can talk about, I know how she said that she was like, because she was number four, she had to be the mom to one of the babies. And that's how it happened in my family. But I was number 11. So I had Patty was my sister mom, but and then I was her baby friend. So we were all talking about my siblings and I. There were 10 girls and 2 boys. We talk about who was your sister mom and who was your baby friend. So, you know, we have that. So I'm sure she had sister moms and baby friends in her family.
That's
as well.
Fun.
Yes.
What about you, Colleen?
Well, I have to say Bridget's love of Dolly Parton has come into Bridget's love of pink. So if you ever see Bridget, there's a really good chance she will have something pink on because she loves all things pink. I would say I've developed in midlife a love of travel, and I think Bridget has as well. I love seeing new places and not necessarily just seeing like the typical like tourist places, but really getting into the culture of different locations around the world. I think that's one of the gifts that we get to do in midlife is maybe travel a little more and travel more in depth. And you're not chasing children and making sure no one has a cold and everybody's in bed at a certain time. You really get to enjoy just you and whomever you might be traveling with. It happens to be my husband, but lots of women do girls trips. And so I would say my love of travel would be something that definitely is been instilled recently.
I love that. And yeah, my husband and I love to travel, and we do the same thing. We love to go, not just see all the touristy sites, but immerse ourselves in the culture. Last spring, actually, a year ago, we went to Italy. We were in Florence, Italy, and I talked him into taking cooking classes. So we took cooking classes in Italy, pizza and gelato, and then a pasta making class. And it was so fun. We did all the typical other things, but being there and learning those things from those people and being in that culture, it was fabulous.
We were talking to 2 Italian girls.
Exactly.
People will come on our show and they'll hear Colleen and Bridget and they think we're Irish and we're Italian. I mean, my grandfather was Italian, was from right near Florence. He was from Lucca, Italy. But Colleen was a Ricci, I was Biagi. And it's so funny, but I love Italy. That's
I do too.
Definitely a highlight.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I would go back in a heartbeat. Well, you guys were friends before you started your podcast. So tell me, how did you meet?
Bridget tells this story better than I do.
Oh, do I? Okay. Well, so I think we actually first met at we live in a neighborhood. We both moved to this neighborhood that has a lot of activities for people to meet each other. They're really like a lifestyle community, but there's people of all ages here. But Colleen and I, just like being Gen X people that we are the smallest demographic in the people here. There's a lot of grandparents that want to be around their grandchildren. And then there's a lot of young families with small children, but Colleen and I are empty nesters. So we moved here. I maybe got here about 6 or 7 months before Colleen did. And they have a new residence meeting. And so I remember meeting this girl there that your husband wasn't here yet. You were in the process of moving. And she said, I'm a Pilates instructor. And, you know, then we met her. And then they have concerts on the lawn. And just really great. You bring a chair, you set up a table, you have some drinks. And my sister moved here as well. One of my sisters moved here. After nice. I moved here, she liked it so much. She moved here. And she said, hey, I saw some people that they look our age and they were at the concert. You've got to meet them too. And she introduced us, and it was Colleen and her husband and a few other couples our age. So we just kind of started doing things together because we were empty nesters and, you know, not as many people in that 40, mid to late 40s, 50s, mid 50s age. So that's how we met. So we, you know, started doing that. And if you want to tell the story about how the podcast started, Colleen.
Yeah, sure. I was going to ask you how you made the jump into starting a podcast together.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the benefits of being in midlife is you kind of have this inner, like, you can tell when someone is nice, someone is full of, you know what, and you click with the people that resonate with you that are, you know, just this is who I am, love it or not. And Bridget and I definitely connected on kind of a real level. And we were having lunch with some of the other women that we connect with, one of them being her sister. And a friend of ours was doing a podcast and she is doing it on something completely different. But we started talking, as we always do when we get together, about, you know, brain fog. And, you know, I still had my period at the time, so I was jealous of everyone else in the room. And we were just talking about all these things. And Bridget and I realized, wait a second, she's doing a podcast about something different. But what about the 50 plus woman? Like, are there podcasts? And at the time, which was September of 2019, there was not. There really weren't. Now, this is just before the pandemic. This is just before the menopause explosion. So we kind of reached, like, we rode with it, and it was during the pandemic. So we were blessed to be able to get a lot of guests that probably normally we wouldn't have been able to get because they were home.
Right.
Everybody was home. So as the conversation with menopause grew, our podcast grew with it. Now, Bridget and I are, we tell everybody we had absolutely no experience in doing podcasts. It wasn't like one of us, you know, knew how to use the sound system, how to do. No, we thank goodness for YouTube, because we truly learned as we went. And it just shows women, it doesn't matter. We were 52 when we started. It doesn't matter. You can learn at any age. And so after a very slow start of learning, we caught ourselves, okay, we're getting in a rhythm here. And it just kind of took off, and we've been loving having these conversations with women of all different, you know, everywhere around the world, all different experiences, but we all seem to have a lot in common at this stage of life.
Well, I love that. I love that you started at midlife, because I'm always encouraging women to, you know, life doesn't end at 40 or 50 or just because your ovaries are declining. You know, we have so much more life to live. And now they're saying the life expectancy is now like to 100. I don't know about you, but I mean, you know, you have to think about what are you going to do for the rest of your 40 plus years, right? So I love that you guys started that in midlife. Now, were there hurdles to overcome, and how did you maneuver those together?
So many, Bridget.
Yeah. When we tried to do our trailer, we were trying to do it without goofing up, and we really didn't know the intricacies of editing that well. It took us 7 hours, 8 hours.
Oh, I think so, yeah. To do like a 2-minute promo.
Like a 2-minute intro to it. And we just kept saying it over. And I flubbed more than Colleen flubbed.
We were trying to be completely perfect, which is just not possible.
It's not possible. And that's what I love about podcasts. And when I listen to podcasts, I love the, you know, hiccups and the whatever, because I think it's funny. It makes the people real. And I mean, if I don't, you know, want some obnoxious noise or something like that happening, but life happens, and it's just kind of funny, and it's relatable. So that was great. Just learning curves.
Social media was something it took forever to learn. And we're still trying to figure out algorithms and SEO.
Change every day.
Yes. Yeah. Like all of a sudden you're like, why did this happen? And it's so wild. Something will do great on one social media and it won't do well at all on another one. It'll be the same clip and you're thinking, what's going on? But it's, you know, in learning to repurpose what we have, like I always felt like at the beginning, we had to use something new, and that was great. And I always said, you know, we were kind of lucky at the beginning when we started, there happened to be a podcast convention in Atlanta. So it was She Podcast. So it was for women. So our friend that has the other podcast let us know about it. And we all three just drove to Atlanta, and that was very helpful too. So it's, you know, it's been, you know, we're still learning things. Colleen's laughing at me saying, Bridget, you cannot buy another microphone. Don't quit looking at the microphone.
You must have bought like 6 or 7 in the beginning.
So I think this one's better. I think this one might be better. It's like I had to have a microphone intervention. So, yeah.
Yes. And I did notice that she has pink earphones to match her pink theme.
Yes. Pink pictures in the background, pink stuff on her shelves.
Yeah,
I did notice.
Yes.
I love the theme. I love it.
Yes,
I love
thank
it.
You. Thank
well,
you.
Tell me, how has this changed, hosting this podcast, how has this changed your midlife season? Like, what has it added to your midlife?
So many ways. If someone had told me that we would be speaking to some of the highest experts in menopause, some of the best celebrities in our demographic, I would have laughed and said, yeah, maybe I'll run into them in LA at a lunch place. But I certainly wouldn't be able to say, oh, I've had a 45 minute conversation with this person, or I got to speak with, you know, the menopause organization's president or something like that. It's just, it's opened doors that we probably never would have thought to go through had we not started the podcast.
Yeah. And I think it's so amazing too. I love that these experts are so willing of their time because they are busy. And I really appreciate the time that they offer. And, you know, we don't pay our guest. We, you know, and I just appreciate that they want to get the word out to other women, these experts and the people who are celebrities, that they just want to share their story and they are willing to get this word out to other women. Maybe when you don't feel alone, that is the biggest thing. When you don't feel alone and you know this is happening to other women, that just builds up all the voices and gives you the courage to talk to physicians, to be an advocate for yourself in any area, whether it's in a medical area, whether you're trying to start your own business or you're just anything, buying a car, going to the bank, just to give you the courage to have to be an advocate for yourself and to speak up for yourself. I love that the other women come in and share that with our listeners.
Well, I love it. You have truly been a voice for midlife health and bringing in all these guests. I love your podcast. I listen to it regularly. And I love that you do bring in these experts to help women in midlife health, because all of us grew up in an age where you didn't actually question your doctor. So if your doctor didn't bring it up, you didn't bring it up, and you might be having these issues, or if they gave you a very finite or clinical answer and didn't really answer your problem or put a Band-Aid on your problem, you didn't know what else to do. But now that we've opened up this bigger menopause conversation and all the things, all the changes that are going on in our bodies, our minds, and even heart health and all the postmenopausal disease that can happen, you truly have been pioneers in opening up that conversation. And I'm thrilled that you're doing that. And I love your information and that you cover the gamut of all the things that we experience in midlife. So it's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, tell me, are there any episodes that stand out or come to mind? I know they're all your babies, so it's hard to pick a baby, but like, are there any like your favorites or funny or anything that stands out?
Anything with Carla Hall is hysterical.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She's hysterical. I love her. Anything that we have two episodes with Carla Hall, she's absolutely incredible. And, you know, Dr. Heather Hirsch, she's wonderful. Dr. Mary Claire Haver, taping with her again. She has a new book coming out. Gosh, there's, like you said, it's like choosing a child.
It is. There's so many.
I personally got to interview my daughter in the first season. That probably was a highlight for me.
That's fun.
Because my daughter had a very severe eating disorder in her teens. Luckily, she's 28 now and healthy, knock wood. But we got a conversation about perspective. So from the mom's perspective and from the daughter's perspective, we were very honest. You know, moms really feel lost during that. There's a lot more resources now, but a decade ago, there weren't any. So I think that probably, what about you, Bridget?
Wow. You know, you mentioned all these great, you know, like Carla Hall, so funny, because she can be very funny, like coming out with, you know, pause for the minnow, but then, you know, sharing stories about the frustration of being in the sandwich generation, how her mother is starting to experience dementia and how that happens and how you have to make that move and what's going on with them. And you don't realize how things like that are happening maybe to your parents. That really stands out. And then there's people, we had Keisha Stewart on, who is not a famous person, but she wrote a book about what happened to her. She had a SCAD, a heart attack.
So widowmaker heart.
Yeah, like something separated in her, her artery. Like she had like a tear in there, and it normally kills people. Most people don't survive that. So sharing her, she wrote a book about it and how that picked her up to really move ahead become this registered nurse that she has become to represent the Heart Association. So I thought that was an amazing story too, because she's just trying to share her story. She wants to warn other women. So people like that, it's amazing. Gosh, there's so many. I mean, I just love to hear from these different.
We learned early on, early on that if you can't say vaginal dryness, vagina, you're not going to be able to have a podcast about women's health and wellness, plus just all the spectacular things we can do, including sex. Sex shouldn't hurt.
Right.
Right.
That just, right. I don't know if you all saw Rachel this. Rubin. It just came out yesterday. Oh, Rachel Rubin was great. She's fantastic. But it came out yesterday. I think Dr. Mary Claire Haber shared this. Halle Berry.
Yes.
Did you see that? I don't know if you saw. And she was experiencing painful sex. And she went to her doctor. And the doctor tells her she has the worst case of herpes he's ever seen. So she's in a big argument with her partner because she's thinking he gave her herpes. And he's like, no, I didn't know. And they both get tested. Neither of them have herpes. It's tears. She had tears. Yeah. And that's GSM. Genitourinary syndrome. Yes. And so, we've had Dr. Rachel Rubin is a really great urologist. Mary Claire Haber talks about this quite a bit too. And learning about this and learning that how easily it could be treated, and also learning from these experts how to be an advocate for yourself. And so many gynecologists, you think that's your first line of defense when you need something, and so many won't offer. If you want to do hormones, they won't offer it. They will not let you do it, or they won't prescribe it. Vaginal estrogen, which can be so helpful for UTIs and for genitourinary syndrome. And honestly, they always check with your doctor, but even if you've had breast cancer, that could be something that is an option for you, because it does not go through your body systemically the way that oral estrogen or a patch might. So learning this,
we have all of our cool topics like women who write a book after 40, or bungee jump or whatever. I mean, there's just
travel, right?
Everything. Yeah. It's like we just every time, Bridget, I kind of thought at the beginning, okay, are we going to run out of topics? And it's just like every time we learn something, we learn more. All you have to do is open up a magazine. You're like, oh, there's a woman over 50 doing something cool. Let's try to get her on the show.
Right.
So
right.
Mm-hmm. It's always exciting and new, like, the Love Boat. It's just always exciting.
Well, our listeners will remember that. Yes. That was one of my favorite shows. I'd sing the theme song, but then I would have to pay for it, so I'm not going to.
Oh, that's right. We had Bess Armstrong on, who was hilarious. Bess Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. She's so great.
4 seasons. And Colleen said, we were asking her questions. She was so funny. And one of Colleen's questions, well, I just have to ask about the Love Boat. And she was taking a drink of tea when Colleen asked the question, and she almost spit her tea out. And she starts laughing. That was hilarious.
I guess that wasn't a popular question she got asked.
Yeah, you caught her. And she said, what did she say? She said, quality was not their strong suit.
But it was a fun show.
It was so much fun.
I was on the Love Boat this summer. Our boat was, my husband and I did a princess cruise, and it was the Love Boat. And they would show on TV.
Oh, really?
Old Love Boat episodes. And yes, I did watch them. I was like, I'm watching that.
That's so fun. That's fun. We're dating ourselves, girls.
Yes. It's all good.
Yeah. We're dating ourselves.
The narrative about that.
That's right.
Instead of saying it's a bad thing, it's great. Like, I'm sorry. If someone said to me, you could be 20 again, I'd be like, no, thank you. No. I did it. And if you do it well enough, you don't want to do it again. I don't want my period back. You can enjoy the cramps and the hormonal migraines. And, it's all good. So it's changing that narrative of saying, we're not dating ourselves. We're just remembering a great time of life.
This is true. This is true. Mm-hmm. But I love being midlife. I'm 58 and I'm not ashamed to admit it. You know, people ask me all the time, like, you shouldn't tell people your age. I'm like, why? I have a lot of life lived. I'm 58 and I enjoy it.
You know, that is something my mother was never upset to share her age. And I had two aunts that would never share their age at all. They were her sister-in-laws. They were my dad's brother's wives, and they would not share their age. And they were so scared that I was going to share their age. I didn't know their age. Mom would not tell me. And one of those aunts was like, well, my mother was Wilma. Wilma's older than me. And then when that aunt passed away, my mother was 2 days older than that aunt.
Oh, 2 days.
I was like, oh my gosh. So it is, yeah, that is something, a gift that my mom gave, was like, no, I'm not at all embarrassed to share my age. Yeah. And yeah, I'm 56, by the way. So,
oh my.
So is Colleen. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, I believe in just owning your space in life. So we've lived a lot of life. We've learned a lot of things, and we have wisdom to pass on, and we have a lot of learning left to do. So
Right.
Well, you guys have a fabulous event that you held in Nashville last fall. I want to move to that, Conversations with Prime Women, which is actually how I met you. I saw your ad on social media. And so that's how I actually heard about Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, and then met both of you at the event. And I want to tell the audience, it is a fabulous event. Although I had been thinking about starting a podcast for midlife, that's actually coming to your event gave me the push to actually go for that, to start my own podcast. And so one of the things I love, so thank you for that, by the way.
We love hearing that. Well, that's makes it work.
That's
because I know it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of, but that is the goal, to encourage. I love that another woman, another midlife woman, felt that urge and that push, and which you've done a lot in your midlife as well. Right. But just to do that, to just take that leap, I love it.
We love hearing that story, so thank you.
You're welcome. But it's an amazing event. And I saw that when I was there, that women still want to gather, that in this midlife season, we want to gather. We don't want to be isolated and alone. And you have, I loved all the conversations that you had and your panelists. So can you tell my audience about your upcoming event in New York City and let them know? I have a lot of listeners that are in the Northeast that might want to come to your event. So I want you to tell them about
it. Thank you. So we're doing Conversations with Prime Women in New York City at Penn 2, and it's Saturday, April 27th, so it's coming up. And we have four panels of amazing speakers, and it's not lecture-based at all. It's very conversational. We want women to feel seen, to feel heard, empowered. So we have boss ladies, we have women's health, we have Tea Time with Prime Women, which is some celebrities, and then we have Changing the Narrative. And I think, you know, the one word Bridget and I heard from our Nashville event was, this was magical. Like, I've never been to something like this, not to mention the gift bags, which they lost their minds over.
Amazing. They were amazing.
And we have some amazing stuff in New York City as well. But it just, like you said, you know, we became so numb to Zoom calls. Like, that was what we were, but women want to connect in person. We learn more from a table of women having coffee or tea or whatever than we learn half the time going to the doctor's office, because someone says, oh, I have this. Oh, I had that. What did your doctor recommend? Or what? So there's a strength and a power that comes from being connected and building a community. And Bridget and I, it was a natural progression. Bridget and I have said from the beginning, this podcast, we're kind of putting our seatbelt on, riding the wave, see where it takes us. And some places we were like, nope, I'm sorry, detour, we're not going to go that way. And other places we were like, yes. And it's just kind of a natural transition. And it's been fun, a lot of work. And just hopefully we're touching women, like you said, to walk out feeling empowered for the next chapter of their lives. And tickets are out. You can go to conversationswithprimewomen.com for tickets and a full list of panelists. Like, we have like Laura Geller and some amazing speakers, and it's going to be a fun day.
Yes, it is. And it was fabulous in Nashville. Will you do it again here next fall, or?
We don't know yet. One day at a time. Yeah. We try to take it one step at a time. Her MD is an office that, Women's Health Center that's here that does a lot of events. So we might go do an event with them as well. but we take them one step at a time.
I will try to attend the one in New York, but my husband just retired, and I kind of felt like it was a little too overwhelming for me to do too many
events. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot. So, I could handle Nashville probably, but I think it's a lot of work to do. And Colleen loves it. I mean, she really, I don't know, she kind of feels charged by doing that. So I am going to try to attend the New York one.
Right. And actress Mindy Cohn, who was Natalie on
Facts. Do that.
Yes. She's now in Palm Royale. She's going to be the co-host for that one.
Yeah.
So we take them one step at a time and see how they go. It's the first one in Nashville. We actually did our first one in New York City called The Marvelous Mrs. Menopause.
Oh, you did? And I didn't know about that.
That was our first one.
We did. It wasn't as long of a day. We did it with two women Care Beauty Company. And one of them we met through Carla Hall. She was Carla Hall's college roommate, Lori King. So Lori King and Celeste Lee, they did it with us. But it was a nighttime event, and it was like only 2.5-3 hours. So not as large, but it was kind of getting our feet wet. And it was a lot of fun and feeling how that went. And then we had attended an event in California that was more of the medical side of menopause, but it was all day, like morning till, like we got there at 6 a.m. till, I don't know.
We were interviewing the guests as they came off the stage.
Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. So we got a lot of great interviews in that day, but Colleen and I were exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
By that day, end of that day. And we thought about that. We met Mindy for coffee out there when we were in California, and she was, I think, in the middle of filming Palm Royale at the time.
She was, yeah.
And we talked to her then, and she was like, I think you're onto something here. Maybe you need to be doing these. And, willing to come out to Nashville and do that. And Melissa Gilbert as well, who we've had on the podcast quite a bit. And Melissa has Modern Prairie now. She and other women have started the Modern Prairie Company. And we do monthly talks with them.
Me and my hormones, yes.
And I mean, Melissa had just had surgery, and I thought, oh, she won't be on next month. I mean, she just had back surgery. She was on there. She was propped up against a pillow. But it's like a little call-in. If you go on the Modern Prairie app, they will, you can.
And the app is free, by the way, guys. You can download the Modern Prairie app for free.
Right. Nice. So it's things like that. So she's taking it there and bringing us in, which I think is wonderful. And she came here, too. So it was wonderful as well, just to have them and all of our great
panelists. And Bridget is our influencer. So she does a lot of posting on, it's like recommendations for women 50 plus, whether it be clothes, skincare, whichever. She's our, and a lot of it is in pink. And
we were talking about that before we went on air.
Deborah, she's our social media influencer.
Yeah, Debbie and I were talking about that before. She's like, I see your post. And
I said, I love watching you model clothes.
I said, yeah.
She's good at it. I'm always like behind the scenes going, I'll get the interviews. You do.
Yeah.
She's much better on,
Well, doing this
complimenting
as co-hosts, you each use each other's strengths, right?
Exactly. Right. And that's what that's what's so nice about what Bridge and I have found as we get older, is that everyone just kind of want to lift each other up. The competition thing, it's left behind a long time ago. Every woman has a voice. Every woman has strengths that they can use, and use those to lift each other up and not try to step over somebody else, because we don't have time for it anymore.
Yes. And when the tide rises, all the boats rise.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's so nice. And the women that I have met through this community has been incredible. I, like Colleen said, if you told her 5 years ago or even 10 years ago that this was what we would, I didn't know what a podcast was. I didn't even know what perimenopause was when I was in it. And just, knowing all of this information, and Colleen always says, we want our daughters to take for granted that this information is out there for them, that they don't have to hunt as much as we had to hunt for it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's amazing.
Well, as we wrap up a little bit, if I would love for each of you to just take a minute. And if you had advice for midlife women today, what would you say? What is something that you'd like to speak to the midlife women on the other side of the camera or the microphone?
That you don't have to feel invisible, that it's not a foregone conclusion, that you can learn every day something new, be your own self-advocate when it comes to your health and your life. If something's not working, you know it now. You don't have to make excuses, and you have a strength that comes with midlife that you didn't have before, and that's a privilege. So I would say to women, you don't have to change the world, but if there, you have something you've always wanted to do, do it. Don't wait. Don't make excuses, whether it's taking a pottery class or starting a podcast. What are you waiting for? You're in this next chapter of life. You have the knowledge, you have the wisdom. And if you don't know it, you can learn it, because we now have so many resources to learn it. So we're able at this age to advocate for ourselves, both professionally and personally. So do it.
Right. And being an advocate for yourself is so important. And like you said, that we never questioned the doctor. When we went, we thought that was the absolute answer. And really getting that voice and knowing that we don't have to hear that you can change your doctor, you can fire your doctor. That was a big, big wake up call for me, that you don't have to stick with who you did. And I remember our last talk on Modern Prairie, Melissa Gilbert said, you know, we would do it for our children. If we didn't like what was happening for our child medically, right, we would do it. Yet for ourselves, we just kind of we always would put ourselves last. Midlife women tend to, especially if you're a mother or you're a caregiver, or, you know, you're taking care of somebody else, you will put yourself last. Or even if you're in the working world and you don't have children, you're not married, sometimes you always put yourself last in that working world, and you don't have to do that. And a big thing is self-care is not selfish. And, you know, a great little spa care too, but just even taking time to breathe and be to yourself or read a book that you really want to read or delve into something that you want to really know more about. This is such a great time to do it. And I have never been happier personally in my life. This is probably the happiest I've ever been in my life. So find happiness. Yeah.
I love that. And it's so true, because we have a lot more years to live, a lot more things we can learn. And so we might as well enjoy it along the way, right?
Right, right.
Where can my audience find you two online?
Well, Hot Flashes and Cool Topics is on any podcast platform. So you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whichever. We have a website called Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. And we also have a pretty large IG page, Instagram page, and a great private Facebook group. We have about 5,000 women in it. And you can post anonymously or you can post with your name, but the questions that women get and the answers, recommendations that they get, you know, we don't give medical advice, but women will say, I'm doing this, can someone suggest something? And it's a great private community. No men are invited, so you don't have to worry about asking for anything. And that's also Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. So you can find us pretty much anywhere. And YouTube. Check out our YouTube videos.
Yeah. Yes, as long as our guests agree, we share our videos on YouTube, and we also share some clips and sometimes just some other things as well. We share clips on TikTok as well as from our upcoming interviews or who we're having that week. We just dropped one today with Deborah Kopaykin, who wrote Lady Parts and her story about her financial stress. Yeah, her healthcare journey and the financial stress that can come with that. With, you know, she's a writer. She's written two books and also a journalist and also have written for television shows. And how you would think she's had New York Times bestsellers. You would think that she would be financially stable, but the way that goes and the way insurance goes, you can really run into a lot of financial problems there. So that's interesting.
Well, ladies, it's been such a pleasure to have you on Midlife Crescendo today. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Yes. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Colleen and Bridget from Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Be sure to listen to their podcast. It is so informative, especially about women's healthcare issues in midlife. And if you live in the vicinity of New York City, I would encourage you to grab your midlife bestie and head to their event, Conversations with Prime Women, that's coming up at the end of April. It was a fabulous event here in Nashville, and I'm sure it will be just amazing there. The swag bags are quite a perk, too. I'm still using products from mine. I'll post their links in the show notes. But for tickets or more info, go to conversationswithprimewomen.com. I just love it when midlife women go for it and pursue their passions or dreams or start a podcast like Colleen and Bridget did. It doesn't matter how old you are. We never outgrow dreaming or wanting to step into the next chapter or season of our life. I'm a big cheerleader for women going after their dreams midlife because that is when mine became a reality. If you are wondering what the next chapter could hold for you and you want to explore that, I encourage you to sign up for my new course, Launch Your Reinvention, coming in April. You'll meet with me on Zoom for 4 Tuesdays. Women who have taken this course before have found it so helpful and encouraging to be surrounded by other midlife women also pursuing their goals. Just go to debbiecunningham.net/launch course. That's LaunchCourse, launch course, like all one word, for all the info and the testimonials of others who have taken the course. Okay, next week on the podcast, we will be talking about midlife fashion and style. You definitely don't want to miss this episode if you often find yourself opening up your closet and thinking, I have nothing to wear. So follow, subscribe, and review wherever you listen so you don't miss this episode. Thanks for tuning in today. And remember, midlife is just a brand new season to find your passion and purpose for your grand finale. Talk next week.